Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Meltzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. I hope you're having fun with all the snow and shoveling out today.
It's actually a pretty nice appearance out there, but there is a lot of weather, a lot of snow, and but we need the moisture, and I'm sure the farmers are happy to see the moisture coming down.
Oh, yeah. It looks beautiful anyway, so
yep.
Keep working with it.
This morning we have a guest on the program. Stacy Cloutier is going to be joining us by telephone in a few minutes. He owned a company called Central Wisconsin Industrial Cleaning Incorporated. He ran that for a number of years, and then he sold it. So he's going to share his experiences of building the business and then finding a buyer to buy the business from him. And as many business owners will attest to, when they start a business, do they keep it? Do they sell it? Do they transition to their children? It should be an interesting show, so tune in and be sure to call us with any questions you might have for Stacy. But first, we'd like to just share with you that the BizTalk program is brought to you each week on behalf of the SCORE chapter here in Appleton, the Fox City SCORE chapter. The SCORE chapter has its offices at the local chamber building in Appleton. We have we service 8 counties from Appleton down through Oshkosh into Fond du Lac, and we have about 40 mentors who work with business owners or those who'd like to start a business, helping them with various disciplines, including marketing, IT, HR, banking, accounting, cash flow. We are servicing business owners who will create jobs, and we're very happy and we're very proud to service our clientele in our 8-county area, and we're affiliated with the Small Business Administration. SCORE is a national organization that has about 350 or 80 chapters around the country with over 12,000 mentors who provide face-to-face mentoring and online mentoring. So if you have a question about your business or you'd like to start a business and you're thinking about getting started, you don't know quite how to get going, consider visiting us at SCORE at our website at foxcities.score.org. And Randy, we also do things like seminars and presentations. We have some things coming up. Tell us about those.
Right. Yes, in addition to the counseling programs that we offer, we try to come up with some special programs for people, seminars that are current and up-to-date and will help people to develop their business. Mm-hmm. The first one coming up is going to be in March, on the 20th of March, and that is going to be on a new program. It's called Crowdfunding. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we'll be talking mm-hmm. about this particular method of raising funds for your new business or for your business project.
That's a very effective way to raise funds, and it's a very reputable, credible way to raise funds today.
Right. That's a lot of things that have changed over the years mm-hmm. from the history of that, and we're going to go through some of the details of how that's changed, how it's transformed from the old-fashioned, basically, con programs
right.
to what it is today, which is a very, very effective way to raise funding.
Right.
Like I said, it's going to be March 20th. It's going to be held at the SCORE office, which is located at the Fox Cities Chambers office at 125 North Superior Street in Appleton. The cost is $35 per person, and it'll be from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock on March 20th. Mm-hmm. If there's more than one person from the same company, we will offer you a discount for $20 each.
Great.
Rather than the $35. So plan on coming to that. Go out to the website, register for it. It is up on the site, and you can get yourself registered very quickly.
foxcities.score.org.
Correct. Very good.
Got it.
Okay. The other thing that's coming up, and that's going to be in May, is going to be, again, we'll be starting up with the Simple Steps program. Those of you out there who are thinking about starting a business, are in business and have questions, just wondering where you should go and how to work with it, the Simple Steps program is a 5-class program, but the first program is more or less so you really want to start your business. You know, what does it take to be an entrepreneur?
Here's what you're in for.
Right.
An overview.
All of the things that people do or do not understand about getting into
right.
business. And that program is going to start on May 16th. It's a morning session. It will be from 8 a.m. until approximately 12:30.
Yep.
And that's held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop, downtown Appleton, right on College Avenue there in their meeting room. It includes coffee, breakfast, and lunch.
But it's a nice morning.
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning. It does a lot of stuff. And by the time you're through, that's when we decide, do you want to go on with sessions 2, 3, 4, and 5?
Session two is which organization you're going to be?
Right. It's business concepts. Are you going to be a sole proprietorship, partnership?
All the advantages,
all those
disadvantages.
Yeah. Right. The next session is going to be on marketing and includes information about social media and all of that type of thing.
I have a tweeting joke. Would you like to hear a tweeting joke?
Oh, sure.
You know what? You see these birds flying across the highway all the time and a car runs into them. A truck runs into some of them and they die. Do you know why that happens?
I don't know.
Because they're flying and tweeting.
Oh yeah, you can't do that,
isn't that
at
a
the
bad
same
joke?
Right. That. Well, thank you, Tony. I'm really glad to hear
so
that.
Section number three.
Section number three is going to have more on tweeting. Okay.
Number four.
Getting back, the fourth section is going to be on financial projections, which Mary Lou Vedahay
does a great job
on that.
And we have a bunch of templates on a disc that each of the attendees can take with them, and they can put their numbers in those templates based on the case study that's presented at that session.
Yeah,
that's
very,
powerful.
Very, very powerful piece of work. And
very
that's
powerful.
Just been updated, by the way.
Yeah.
There it will be also bringing into play all of the changes that were occurring as far as tax code numbers and so on. So it's going to be very, very valuable. The final session is on funding. Where do I find the money?
The pot of gold.
Right, and we start talking about all of the conventional ways of doing it, but also some of the new and unique ways. So it's an excellent program. The first session is $25. Each session after that is also $25 for $125. The whole package is really a valuable thing if you're thinking about going into business or have been in business.
And you meet many SCORE mentors. SCORE mentors are attending that as well. The people who attend these Simple Step programs, the entrepreneurs, get to know each other, and they actually build some networks that last beyond the end of the class, the program.
Absolutely.
So
this
it's
way,
very helpful.
You can, like I said, working with the mentors themselves, you can find out who is available, what
right.
their backgrounds are. But, yes, the network, all of the people that have attended this class get to meet each other, and it's amazing the types of interaction that takes place.
And you can find out more about that Simple Steps program by visiting the website at foxcities.score.org. Also this morning, if you have a question for us, you can call us. I'll give those numbers out in a minute, but you can also email us. Our website for BizTalk is biztalkwithscore.com. Randy has his laptop fired up, and we can take email questions if you'd like to send those in. Finally, we'd like to thank the sponsors who bring the program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPA Firm, Epiphany Law, and also a special thank you to eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh, Mike Pulvermacher and his company, who built our website for BizTalk and help us maintain it and keep teaching Randy and me how to use it. And then also we want to give a thank you to Jerry Mader at the Business News. The Business News is a very, very good biweekly business periodical for $20 a year. If you're not subscribed to it, you should be. And you learn a lot about what's going on in the business climate, and it'll help you with your business success. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be coming back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Good morning and welcome back to BizTalk. We're glad to have you with us this morning. It's a nice snowy morning out there, and we're going to have a very good show this morning. A gentleman by the name of Stacy Cloutier, who had started a company named Central Wisconsin Industrial Cleaning Incorporated, is with us. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Tony.
Glad to have you on the show. We're glad you could make it this morning. And how's the weather out there in the Fremont area?
Just a winter wonderland again.
Well, okay. hi, Stoney. This is Randy Melzer also here, so I'll be asking a couple questions as we go along too, Stacy.
Okay, Randy.
Okay.
Well, good morning, Stacy. Tell us about your business. When did you start it? What inspired you to start it?
Well, I started a business back in 1995, Central Wisconsin Industrial Cleaning. And I was working with my brothers and my father, and we parted ways. And I started the business because basically I had gotten calls from the people I had worked with and asking me to do something. So I walked into the bank, which you were the president of at the time, and talked to you, told me about what I had to do to get started, set myself up a flex budget, bring it back in, and you got me an SBA loan, and I moved forward from there.
Stacy, you were motivated by the people you worked with. You meant the customers you were dealing with, because they wanted a better service or something. Was that it?
Yeah, it was service. I always believed that you have to be there for them no matter what, no matter the weather, no matter the time. Just make sure you're available to them. Because mm-hmm. if you are, they'll always call you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, when you started your business, Sandy, your wife, was part of that. How did you decide that together you were going to just take that leap and leave the security of an existing firm and go start a new one?
Well, I left the existing firm because they left me no choice.
Mm-hmm.
I had to move on. And I had a different job. I was going to be working at Pierce and as a welder. And I looked at Sandy and I said, gee, I really don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So we made the decision together that let's give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
We hit the ground and we said, if we do, we'll go flat out. Hit the ground running. We tried.
Yep.
It worked out well. It was difficult, but it worked out.
Right. If you're listening to the show this morning and you'd like to call Stacy and ask him a question, you can reach us if you're in the Appleton area at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. Stacy, I remember working with you as the banker. What was it like for you to put the business plan together and put the projections together? How did that work with you and Sandy?
Well, Sandy was really my bookkeeper. She was mm-hmm. the backbone of the business as far as making sure that I knew where the numbers were. And also, I would say my conscience on how to keep things straight in my own head.
Mm-hmm.
So I will give her a lot of credit mm-hmm. for the help and understanding and arguing that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always going to be times where you get on each other.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as getting the business plan and everything together, what I had to do was just figure out where I was going to start from and how much I was going to bite off. Because if you start too big, then you overextend yourself, and then you don't have the money and the equipment to go on. Mm-hmm. So I started with three good customers that I knew I could work with.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I estimated what I'd have for income from those three customers and went back and estimated what I was going to use for different types of billings that I would have to pay out
mm-hmm.
with those customers. And I laid that all in front of you in a flex budget, which was 6 months at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was
gonna... From there, we estimated how much money I was going to need for startup costs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we came up, I think, with a $125,000 SBA loan.
Mm-hmm.
When you were getting started like that and having had a business, dropping out of it and then having to start, what kind of problems did you run into as far as, you know, working with new clients, marketing yourself without tripping over the old ideas? Did that come up into play or did you have to worry about that?
Well, no, I had an idea absolutely what I was going to do and what I wasn't going to do. What I was going to do is, first of all, treat my customers as friends, to be someone that they can trust, someone that they can work with,
mm-hmm.
and never betray that. If something happens where you get something in the mail that isn't yours, you mail it back. When something happens and you have a problem, you deal with them absolutely honestly.
Okay. Yeah, in the Fox Valley, that honesty point is an absolute must. That everything is built on trust in this area.
You bet. You got to know when to eat crow when you do it.
Yeah, those black feathers are really rough, but I know what you mean.
Stacy, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be coming back on the other side for the next segment of the program. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to the next segment of Biz Talk. Tony Bush and Randy Melzer. We're talking this morning with Stacy Cloutier. Stacy started his company, Central Wisconsin Industrial Cleaning Incorporated, in 1995. He sold it a number of years later. And Stacy is recapping for us how he got his business going, what were some of the challenges he faced in starting the business. And if you have any questions for Stacy, if you'd like to ask him what was he thinking about or how did he get around whatever issue you might be facing, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, you can use the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. Stacy, this morning, or at the first end of the first segment, we ended with you talking about the importance of trust with your clients and providing excellent service and really be committed to them. In the course of your ownership of the business, did you lose any clients? How many did you lose?
I didn't really lose anybody. People moved back and forth in different positions, but I didn't lose any business.
Okay.
What you do is you talk to people and you make sure you, as you're talking to the supervisors or the maintenance superintendents, like I had to, you make sure you talk to the people underneath. You don't snub anybody. You always try to remember everybody's names because they're going to work their way up to the top too. And that's how I kept my nose in where I knew not just one or two people that I dealt with all the time, but you just make friends with other ones.
And you were always hands-on, Stacy. You were there. You were in the plant. You were working with your crew.
Oh, yeah. I was up in the morning. You got to get up in the morning and go. I mean, if you don't get up and be there before everybody else and see what's going on, then you lose control real easily.
When you were growing your business, Stacy, I know, like you said, you work with the people below as well as the people who are on the top making decisions. How much did you rely on referrals to get new clients?
The new clients that I acquired were usually from the people that I worked with in the mills. These guys are going to have a certain type of project going on. Why don't you check with such and such?
Okay.
That happened a couple of times. And once I got into that particular mill, because I was primarily into the paper mills and some power plant issues, but
okay.
Mostly the paper mill.
Well, Stacy, that's a good point, I guess. What did Central Wisconsin Industrial Cleaning do? What was the nature of your business?
What we did was something called water blasting, vacuuming, chemical cleaning. And I explained it to the guys when I hired them. We do any dirty, miserable, rotten job nobody else wants to do in the mill, we'll do it.
Okay. So it sounds like you came up with the idea of the show they had on TV there, that Dirty Jobs show, except you guys were doing it for real.
We're doing it for real.
Wow. Okay.
Cleaning paper machine room ceilings. We did height work. We did whatever needed to be done.
Where were your customers located, Stacy? How far did you reach with your company?
Well, we were doing we had a tank farm down in Dubuque, Iowa, and we were up as far as Park Falls, some work in Escanaba, Michigan, but most of our work was done in the Appleton and Wisconsin Rapids area.
Okay.
Fort Edwards.
How long did you own your company? You started in 95, and when did you sell it?
I sold it in 2003.
Now, how did you possibly get interstate? I mean, you were going to Iowa and Michigan. You started out in central Wisconsin with three clients. As Randy pointed out, there's some referrals going on there.
Yeah, when I was in Park Falls at the Fraser plant, the gentleman that ran the liquor division up there said, oh, yeah, by the way, they've got a tank farm down here, let me make a phone call. And I was friends with him. He made a phone call to the guy. I drove all the way down there. We got started cleaning tanks.
Okay, so in other words, rather than just strictly referrals, you did a lot of work as far as networking with the people you were involved in, something that people just aren't very good at anymore, but networking is so important.
Yeah, one of the things we did was clean these water purification systems, steam plants. And I would inventory what they had because we would know not just take it out, but we would put it back in. And sometimes I would call other plants up, or plant mills, and use their material, borrow their material to get the job done, and then replace it when their, when the material they needed came in.
Okay.
And they liked that. They liked it when they didn't have to have things, you know, spot on ready, and I knew what everybody else had.
Okay. So knowing your business better than your competition is how you were able to grow it.
Well, knowing what they have on site and knowing what they need, yes.
Okay, great.
Stacy, as you grew your company and expanded outside of Wisconsin, how did things sit with your former employer, your family members? You don't have to get personal, but business-wise, how did that work out?
They have their own places that they worked also.
Okay.
They were doing just fine, and they still are.
Okay. You took a little different tack on what you would do at the places you went to than what your former employer did.
Yeah.
Okay, Stacy, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Because I was going to just kind of revert back to a question. You know, when you would work with Tony way back when, you'd mentioned the SBA loan that you got at that time. Did you continue working with the SBA throughout the time that you had your business, or did you just use that as getting started?
No, I used that as getting started. And the reason why is because I wanted, and my wife has helped me with this, and well, she pretty much did it. We concentrated on paying the SBA loan off, and then she concentrated on trying to build up a nest egg. So when you needed to buy something, we didn't have to go back to the bank and say we need all the money.
Okay, that's a great way to get your business going and keep it going. That takes planning, though. How much work did you do? You must put a lot of time in planning that. How to build that.
I again give my credit to my wife because she knew how to wrap the nickels and dimes away.
Great idea. Okay, wonderful.
Stacy, as you grew your company, you had some staff. You had to hire people, and then sometimes folks won't work out. You have to make a decision. What was it like managing the crew and growing the crew, but yet keeping it efficient?
Well, the hardest part was getting a core group of individuals that I could trust and work with.
Mm-hmm.
That took a while. And once I got through that point, then what I did was I took that core group of individuals, and as I would hire somebody, I'd set them down and say, now look, you've worked with Jim over here for so long. What do you think? And I said, don't tell me that he's a nice guy or anything like that. Just tell me, do you want to work with the person?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to work out? Is he going to help you? Because you're the guy that's got the headache, not me, on the field.
Yeah, and sometimes being friends is nice, but knowing the guy's skills and willingness to work is a lot more important.
Absolutely.
In supervising your crew, Stacy, did you have any sort of goals and objectives written down or expressed to the guys that this quarter, this year, we have to achieve this, you have to do this, you have to do this job in a certain time frame? Do you have some parameters for the guy's performance?
Well, what I did, most of my business is what they call time and material.
Okay.
All right, and we'd go on to a job, and I would tell them, I get paid what you get paid. And at that point in time, when you get up at 5 in the morning, you drive halfway across the state, we had what was called a minimum charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them, instead of you getting paid the 4 hours that you normally would for that job, you're going to get paid the 8 hours that we're charging.
Mm-hmm.
Which those guys then knew, well, I don't have to be here all day. And it really put a spring in the step.
Yep.
Okay. Did you have a lot of turnover with your staff, Stacy? I mean, it's not easy work. It wasn't clean work.
Well, we had some good turnover, but like I say, once I found my core group of 7-8 guys, it worked out real well from there. Once I got guys like Dan and some of the other ones, really, really, Marlon and some of them individuals,
I was
very fortunate.
And you found working with these people, then that open communication with them, letting them know what was expected and how everybody got paid was a good way to keep things going?
You bet.
Okay. Okay, again, a lot of people are afraid to communicate with their employees about what's going on or how the money actually works and flows. I agree with you that sometimes that can be a mistake.
Well, my accountant is the one that looked at me and said, here's what you should do. And I took all their wages and benefits, put it on a single sheet.
Okay.
Here's what you're actually getting. Here's how much we're putting towards you. This is what your actual pay package is.
Okay, great. Yeah, that way people can understand what they're really getting. I mean, everybody kind of looks at that hourly rate and says, okay, fine, but yeah, there's so much more behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stacy, as you built your company, you needed to buy some equipment, and I recall that you would buy another truck or another vacuum, and I recall there was a vacuum that was removable, and you could put it on another truck. Tell us about how you gauged your equipment needs, and you didn't always buy new, but you bought good equipment.
Well, what I would do is, again, I would talk to individuals that were in these mills, and they would tell me their needs, what they're looking at, what they want to do, what they can't do right now. And then what I would do is research it myself and find a piece of equipment, what exactly will do this job, and then go online and hunt and find and sniff out the type of equipment that I needed at the best price.
Mm-hmm.
And if that meant myself working on a thing on weekends and or whatever needed to be done to get everything ready enough to shape, and that's what you do.
So your job wasn't 40 hours a week, was it?
No.
How many hours do you think you put in while you were running your company?
I honestly don't know. So I know a lot of days I started out at like 5 in the morning, and I'd be back by some nights 6, 7 o'clock, and get back up the next morning and go.
Yeah.
It just... Where he had to just be there.
Yeah. Yep. Just one of the things I wanted to reinforce that you mentioned just a second ago is the idea of actually researching what the needs of your customer is. We get so many questions from our clients in SCORE. You know, how do I do research? Where do I find out? And your answer to that was ask the customer. That is probably one of the best insights I've heard.
Yeah, what I'd like to do is I'd walk in and I'd say, well, Tom, what you guys got for upcoming events going on.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to people and talk to underlings.
Yep.
Those people are looking at problems that haven't quite filtered up to the supervisory staff yet. And if you can get a handle on those and come back in, you can make yourself look pretty good.
Yep.
And help them at the same time.
Yeah, that's the key, is to be able to look good but provide that service, that extra help. Outstanding. Okay.
Stacy, in running your company and all the things you did for those roughly 8 or 9 years, part of it was bidding. You had to submit a bid to get the job, and you also had to compete against your competition. Can you share with us some insights you recall about the bidding process and the competition you were up against?
Well, the competition I was up against, I was union, and one of my competition wasn't, but the difference that we had between us and them is the quality of individuals that I had working for me.
Okay.
Which was good. And as far as bidding the work, I could picture in my head exactly how much time everything was going to take. I would just math it out on a piece of paper and hope you're right.
Yeah, that just described the bidding process. I understand how that works.
And when you did the bids, you had to take into account the cost of your equipment, the cost of the fuel, the labor costs, the material you're using, the real estate taxes, the loan payments. There's a whole bunch of stuff you have to take in. And then did you bid that out on a time and material basis, you said earlier?
Yeah, we figure that out on a time and material basis. And sometimes we try to talk the customer into a cost plus.
Yeah.
This is what it will take, but if it doesn't, here's our time material rate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if it's less hours, here's what you get charged. You get charged just what the hours are.
Okay, that's a great way to do it. Again, you're establishing that trust with the client.
So we're not trying to stab him on a big project, but we just want to get everything paid for and keep on chugging along.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stacy, there were times when you were working for companies, your customers, where you would go in and do your cleaning, But you had to be done by a certain time, because if you went too long, you cut into their production time.
Yes.
So you had to be aware of those timelines. And if you cut into their production time, that gets to be like thousands of dollars an hour they're losing because they can't produce.
That's true. When we were cleaning big boilers out, you had to have them back online at a certain time, and you had to make sure that everything was coordinated with the other contractors also.
Yep.
You got to stay in contact with those guys and work with them.
Right. Stacy, we're going to take our last break right here. We'll come back for the final segment on the other side of the break. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Hey, our shift is almost over here on BizTalk. We're coming into our final segment. Stacy Cloutier is our guest, and he's been telling us about how he started and operated, and he's going to share with us how he finally sold his company, Central Wisconsin Industrial Cleaning Incorporated. Stacy, tell us a little bit about how you arrived at the decision to sell your company, and how did that go? How did that happen? Did you market the firm? Were there people already interested in buying it? Can you share some of those with us?
Well, yeah, what I did was I would work with my competition every once in a while, because these jobs are so big sometimes that it does take two contractors. And when I started working with a company called H2O Under Pressure, I knew Chris for years. Chris Colbert was the owner. And we started to tag team on different things. Either me helping him out on certain jobs, and when I needed a certain type of piece of equipment, we moved it back and forth. Then it went on for a year or two doing that, and then he came up and he offered me to buy me out.
Mm-hmm.
I thought to myself, well, no better time than the present. So
yeah.
I sold the business to him, and I worked for him for a time.
Okay, so you did stay on, as a consulting position, or did you just stay on as a partner, or how did you handle that?
They called me a sales supervisor.
Okay, I understand.
I was in sales, and I supervised, and I pretty much did what I did, only I was able to go out and do more selling.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very good about it. I mean, as far as extra work that I would bring into the company, so I put my nose to the ground and I went all over the place.
How long did you work in that position during the transition?
Oh, 10 months.
10 months, okay. That's a reasonable period of time. Most people, 6 to 12 months after you've sold the business is about time to definitely get out by then.
Yeah. When I sold the business, I made him a promise that I would not go into any of the other businesses that I had contact with.
Okay.
Which, when it came to finding another job, made it very, very difficult because I went into a lot of places.
Yeah. Stacy, you mentioned something in that description about networking with your competition, other companies in the same business, but you worked on projects with them or they worked with you because the projects were big. I think a lot of business owners need to recognize the fact that there can be something gained by teaming up, and don't be so provincial in our thinking that, boy, if I work with my competition, something's going to happen. It's going to be bad. No, some good things can come out of that.
Know your competition and understand them, because they're going to work the same as you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you can work with them and get the trust back and forth, and you know they aren't going to take advantage of a situation, there could be some really good results that come from it. You always need help from somebody sometime.
That's a great comment right there, Stacy.
You know, one of the themes you've expressed throughout this program and our dialogue this morning is trust. It's trust with your staff, your employees. It's trust with your customers. It's trust with your competitors. It's just plain old trust. Do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, that's pretty much the bottom line.
Okay.
You get up at 5 and just go, right, Stacy?
Yeah, a lot of days. Some days you stay on the job all night.
Okay.
You just park yourself there and find some place to snooze for an hour or two and wake up and go back at it.
Well, we have about 3 minutes left in the program, Stacy. I'd like you to just basically summarize your experience starting and operating and selling your company And then give us a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom that someone listening in the audience might benefit because you learned something from that experience. You can share that with them.
Well, I started my business back in 1995. I and my wife decided to move forward with it. And the hardest part in getting a business started is getting the money to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
The first 3 months were macaroni and cheese days.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, once the money started turning over, realizing that this is all you've got to spend, don't do anything stupid with the money. Just put it back into the company because it will come back to you eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And then find your individuals that you want to work with, which is very difficult. Take care of them. Be honest with them. And from there, do the same thing with your customers. Do the same thing with all the people around you. And you'll find out that you don't have a circle of people you work with. You got a circle of friends.
Yep.
And that's more fun to work with.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. For everybody.
And then when you do that and you find other, like I was lucky enough to find another company that was very good to work with. Good bunch of individuals, and I got fortunate enough they bought me out.
Well, quality attracts quality. That's how it works. If you run a good shop, other good shops are going to be interested in your shop.
Yeah.
Stacy, do you have a biz tip, something to enlighten the world a little bit with?
Well, right now, the big business tip I would probably give is before you start your business, research what the government is doing to you first on all the new regulations.
Okay.
There's a bunch of them out there. I couldn't run a business now the way I did before because of all the new regulations we have as far as material disposal, contamination,
yep,
individuals being in certain types of areas. It's a whole different animal out there right now.
Well,
and it's getting worse.
Stacy, I'd like to thank you for the biz tip. Regulations are important. I want to thank you for being our guest this morning on Biz Talk, and you did a great job. It was a great show. Thank you very much. And Randy, we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, and we'll be looking forward a couple of weeks from now. We're going to have one of our sponsors from Epiphany Law coming on the 9th.
Good.
So that's something to look forward to.
Good.
And otherwise, we're looking forward to a nice weekend.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.